And sparks were flying last night. It was actor Frastorani and our good mate, comedian Merrick Watts, showing a dark side.
We're all done with
that. Has had it. What are you done with?
We're done with you gobbing off to the DS, mate. Don't say anything.
I'm not.
Don't say to us.
What are you, what?
Get through the course.
What are you screaming about, mate?
Because we're sick of this. Can you not see this?
Listen to me. Calm down.
I don't have to listen to you. You have to listen to us.
I'm not listening to you if you shout at me, mate.
No,
for us,
seriously.
Who do you think you are going to talk to me like that?
For us, please.
It's a sophisticated, complex situation.
Talk about stacks on, Poxy. Picking on the guy that everyone else picks on. God.
Mez, that was brilliant. And it was long overdue because we're four reps in. And I was like, is somebody going to tell Faraz to pull his head in? And I knew it would be you that would come through. And I thought you delivered some beautiful blows there.
Oh, thanks, Fifi. It's always good that you've identified me as the person who will go completely off the chain. So that's there you go. You're sitting back just going, surely there's got to be somebody unhinged to go
Come on,
this.
Yes.
And then Merrick says, hold my beer, and in he goes.
Wow, it was impressive.
It was impressive, but also I am surprised it took that long because the first time that you all went swimming because of him,
yeah.
And then the other ones, I can't even think of them, where he's made you guys have to suffer. I thought you were doing well to have bitten your tongue. And what I was surprised at in that moment last night, Erin McNaught was standing there with you and she was giving him a crack. But some people, and Shannon, he had a crack.
And Candace as well.
Oh, okay, Candace was. I couldn't hear Candace.
Yep.
But when you said hands up, who's with me, not all hands went up. What were they thinking?
No, look, actually they did. Like everyone was unanimous. And I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have said anything. Or if I didn't think that I had the call in the room, right? It's one of those make or break kind of calls. And to do that, I felt I had the support of everyone. And most importantly, I felt like I had the support of the people that I thought I needed the support from. And even if they didn't say anything, you can just tell, you know, when people are thinking the same thing. But to be fair, like the first time Faraz got us in the river, it was just like, well, that happens. He's made a mistake. Like, well, yeah, of course we're going to cop that. If we're a team, we'll cop that. Then we copped another one. It was like, all right, okay, maybe he needs to learn the lesson. But it was when he went back into the lake last night and we nearly went in the lake. Fortunately, Molly was, I think, astute enough to make the right decision to put him in the lake, not all of us. Because I can tell you right now, 100%, if we'd all gone back into that lake, two or three people would have been off their show like that, for sure. Faraz is strong enough to handle that lake twice, right? I reckon I would have been strong enough to handle that lake twice, but I know that there would have been at least two or three recruits that would have got out of that lake and walked off that show, and we would have lost more people. And we'd already lost two people. You know, we lost Chappelle, we thought unfairly, from a beasting, you know. She should have had the opportunity to go further. So that's when it culminated. It was a few things, and I just went, nah, I'm going to say it because if I don't, then I can't not. It's I have to say something.
It must be so frustrating. People keep stuffing up in a team, Merrick.
Yeah. What's that like, Fitz?
I don't know. I was for us.
I noticed that you've been trolling me on social media. It's going, what are you doing? Shut up, big mouth.
That was Gus Gould. That got written up yesterday. Whoops, a daisy. Now, mate, back in the old days, they just were like I remember an old coach, a bloke who stood out, got in a bit of trouble and did some things wrong. They stuck him in the middle of the ring and got everyone to belt the crap out of him, and he never stuffed up again.
Whoa, who's that?
Yeah. Fev. Again, it was Fev. It was Fev.
Hey,
yeah, and it wasn't a footy team. It was his family. But anyway, whatever.
What about Merrick? You were going to say last night. So you've got what happened with Faraz, but the other element last night that was a bit I thought was unfair was Jackson Warne. That was awful what happened to him, and seeing him sort of break down a bit with the guys, and then when he was voted by a number of the team members for the weakest team member. I didn't see that coming. How is Jackson going?
Oh, Jackson's great. Like that lad, he has grown so much. Like he and I, we bonded really strongly on that show. And I think he's a great guy. He really is. He has the right attitude. He's extremely good at tasks. Like I know that he looked bad on the log run last night because his cardio is not massive, but his heart is huge and he deserved to stay. And I would have been devastated if we'd lost him on that log run. But he's grown massively as a person.
Yeah, he's eaten watermelon. He's grown a lot.
Yesterday he had a Corona beer. It's the first beer Jackson Warne has ever had. Isn't yeah.
Because he drinks his dad's gin. That's why.
Yeah, gin and vodka. But he's just, he's a great guy. And I think that I was surprised when, at the time, when people voted for Jackson, because I thought that he had a lot more to him. And he does, he grows. And he's got a lot more mental capacity than people might think for somebody of his age. But great kid.
My theory to Boxy was, because we were talking about this earlier on, weren't we, Boxy? Why would they say that about Jackson? And I thought maybe
when you could vote for Raz.
Yeah, because everyone knew that it was him. And the reasoning some girls might have said that is because they know Raz could get through all the challenges mentally. So when it gets a bit further on and you're struggling, you need him to help you and you might be able to turn him. But when you have someone that's a little bit weaker like Jackson, you might struggle. That's the reason why I think they might have picked him.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, they say that it's and it is true. It's like it's 20% physical, 80% mental. And as you kind of get on, like in the next week's episode, from here on, I reckon, is when it starts to get very fair dinkum. Like there is a huge shift. There's a massive shift. And for me, there was a huge shift after Mitchell Johnson went, even though Mitchell literally punched my brain in last week, his departure from the course and from the show really impacted me. And I drew on it as a strength. I went, right, it gave me greater resolve to try harder, to be more focused and to just be a little bit stronger. So things start to get pretty hectic from here. I think that people go, oh, it starts hard and then it will taper off. It doesn't. It actually only increases in the intensity day on day, week on week.
It's not your first barbecue.
Is it like a cold Berwick in that now you've finished it, we know you've stopped shooting, but could you, like, do you go, I want to get back in there? Like, can you see how people become soldiers and then never leave that, like, fraternity?
Yeah, 100%. Oh, like, really? I mean, I don't want to go back on that course ever again. God. I never want to do that again. That's the dumbest thing I could ever do. No way. No way. And if somebody said to me, why don't you go and have a game of doubles tennis with Faraz? I'd say pass. No.
Right.
But, sure. But it's and that's not even – look, Faraz is actually not – he's not a bad guy. He's not evil. He doesn't try to be a bad guy. He just – in a team environment, he's a different character.
He needs to be a swimmer.
Yeah. Underwater, perfect.
Yeah, that'd be good.
No one can hear him.
That'd be good. Yeah.
But yeah, he's not an evil dude or anything like that. But the other element of that is that the teamwork, that kind of close bonding, that really appealed to me. And I genuinely reckon that maybe, you know, in another life 25 years ago, that fork in the road, I would have had a crack at the armed forces for sure. I was always curious about it, but it's the camaraderie. It is. There's a great camaraderie that's forged through anguish and pain that you can't walk away from. We're all still in contact.
All right. Well, look, we're all watching. The fact that he says it's starting to get fair dinkum, it's been fairly fair dinkum already.
Unbelievable. But, it's the best show ever made on TV.
We can't stop watching
reality.
It. Everyone's hooked. So great to have Merrick on. SAS Australia returns tonight at 7:30 p.m. on Channel 7. Everyone watching him. Mez, it won't be the last time we chat to you on the show. Unless
of course
you get knocked out.
It won't be my last barbecue or my first barbecue, whatever the hell that means.
Yes, I'm not sure what Faraz was driving at there. It's not a...
It's not my first barbecue, bro.
Not a term we've heard a lot. It's the Fox, Fifi, Fev and Byron. Thanks, Mez.
Thanks, guys.